Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 33, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 33. There is another way of looking at the world. Today's idea is an attempt to recognize that you can shift your perception of the world in both its outer and inner aspects. As you look outside at the things you perceive, and as you look inside to the thoughts that you perceive, try to remain equally uninvolved with both, and to retain this detachment as you repeat this practice throughout the day. There is another way of looking at the world. The way I have been taught for most of my life is to look at the world with judgment, to look at the world to see how it builds my identity. With each thing I see, I compare myself to and define myself by it. It's as if with each thing I look upon, I am redefining who I am, and I am confirming my false identity. I look and judge to see how I stack up against all else, and in doing that, it continues to build a false identity. But this lesson is telling me that there is another way of looking at the world. I can look at the world without trying to build an identity, maintain an identity. I can look at the world and not need an identity, not needing to build or maintain an identity. In my truth, I have an identity that doesn't need maintenance or building up. And so I can look out at the world and inside to the world without the fear that I won't stack up. I can look at the world knowing everything is the way it should be. I no longer need to judge it. I can allow it to be the way it is, in perfect harmony with me. I can see the world in perfect harmony. And as I choose to live in a world that is in perfect harmony, I find only joy and peace. There is nothing to be judged, no stacking up, no fears of not being enough. Holy Spirit, help me to know that the world is in perfect harmony with me. Help me to know there is no judging I need to do. I no longer have to struggle with being enough. I am more than enough. Help me to see that. Help me to see that my identity does not depend on anything in the world. as I walk this world in harmony with it, there is peace. And love, deep allowing, and joy, freshness to what will be revealed. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, taking some deep breaths and coming into awareness of the present moment. What is here right now? Not thinking about the past or future, just aware of what is right now. What is your mood or emotion? If you are not happy right now, ask to see your internal world differently. There is another way of looking at it. Right now, look at your internal world with detachment, as a scientist would, just curious about what it shows. Not trying to make it personal in any way. Then open your eyes and allow yourself to come into awareness of the present moment with eyes open. And again, looking at it as a scientist would, with detachment, yet curious. Do you see a pull to thoughts that want you to judge something, compare something, have an emotion about? All these build your false identity through it. Just see that is a way that thoughts lead you into distraction and into maintaining the I am that thought. Simply observe it, noticing there is another way of seeing the world. And then let it go as you return back to being the scientist, unattached to anything you see or think. Move smoothly between eyes opened and eyes closed, with awareness that they hold the same distractions. If your mind wanders, notice how you see the worlds when you are distracted, and then return back to no distraction by being detached. And notice how you see the worlds now, as a scientist would. Thank you for joining with me in the curiosity of seeing how we look at the world. Namaste.